Congratulations, friends. You've made it. It is Friday morning. The date reads as March 22nd. I had to look for a second. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. I am Shel Winkley. We've got Max Crawford along. It was a bit of a noisy, rumbly night for parts of the Brazos Valley as some needed rainfall came through here, but also some storms that for some were great sleeping weather. For others, kept you awake a little bit longer, maybe, than you like.
Yep, those rowdy thunderstorms that rolled through may have had some kiddos waking up, some pups, or big pups, that is, trying to hop in bed with you. And it was the last of several different rounds of showers and thunderstorms that we saw across the Brazos Valley over the course of the day on Thursday. Now, while that last round was one of the heavier ones, we are still awaiting a lot of Pinpoint Weather Watcher totals, so we look forward to hearing from you, weather at kbtx.com, shoot us a tweet, message us on Facebook, Instagram, what have you, and we'll get the exact numbers in there. But radar estimates are anywhere from about a quarter of an inch across our far western counties, especially Milam County, all the way to upwards of 3 inches in a couple of spots, some in southern Brazos County, and especially down in Montgomery, Waller, and Austin counties. Hail was seen in northwestern Harris County and Jersey Village, but largely the Brazos Valley remained hail-free with this round. System started to clear out in the wee hours of the morning on Friday, and behind it, potentially a little bit of fog in its wake, so keep an eye on that as you get to your very early morning plans if you're up and at them ahead of sunrise especially.
All right, so let's talk weekend plans. I got to tell you, today is good. You've got some clouds in the morning. By the afternoon, we'll clear them out. Can't actually rule out a couple spotty showers. We're on the backside of this low pressure system, the weather maker that brought in yesterday's thunderstorms. But today's, it's not a bad day. It's mid-70s. I bring this up and we're building the drama to say that tomorrow is also in the mid-70s, but it feels different. It feels better. And that's because we wake up behind a weak cold front. So tomorrow morning is going to be on the chillier side. And then we'll get into sunshine with highs around, say, 74 or so in the afternoon. Now, if you've got volunteers coming over, or maybe you are a volunteer getting out for the big event on Saturday morning, we do expect it to be a beautiful start to the day. And then, of course, you can hang out at Kinder Hill with us from noon to five. We got the beers that'll be tapped for the competition between us and Berkeley, as well as Kaylee, and the pizzas. Max and I made a brunch pizza that has a base of sausage gravy, sausage crumbles, hollandaise sauce, and if you want, a little charred jalapeno. It's gonna be good. Then we get into your Sunday. Winds will be breezy again. It's really a breezy weekend, but Sunday also feels different because Sunday, it's a southerly wind. We're pumping in moisture. And what we're doing is we're building a case for more rain and thunderstorms in the Brazos Valley.
Surface Lee cyclogenesis. Really just a fancy phrase for a low pressure system is going to form. That is in the foothills on the eastern side of Colorado, and then it eventually moves eastward in the Great Plains, all the while bringing a chance for some thunderstorms and maybe some severe weather to go along with that. This is a pretty classic early to mid-spring setup that from my old days back in West Texas in the Permian Basin meant high fire danger because we'd be on the western side of that, funneling in a lot of dry air from the leeward side of the Rockies. High wind, very low relative humidity meant fire danger. Well, we're going to be on the eastern side of this, at least until a cold front sweeps through on Monday afternoon into Monday evening, and that means the chance for some rain and thunderstorms. Shel mentioned it's going to be breezy on Sunday. That is the beginning process of funneling Gulf moisture into this system. So at the very least, we're talking a very humid start to the work week, and again, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. It won't be too crazy unlike this setup that we saw for Thursday, but I don't think we'll see as many rounds of showers and thunderstorms, mainly because that low pressure system is going to be a lot farther to the north, and we just won't be as close to that center of circulation, the energy associated with it. So right now, it looks like a potential for a couple showers in the morning, and then potentially culminating with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms that we will need to watch for some brief severe weather. Right now, I think that concern is a little bit higher to our northwest and then to our northeast as we head into Monday evening and into Monday night. We'll, of course, continue to keep you updated, but it does look like the work week could potentially start with some rain and thunderstorms. So keep the Pinpoint app handy, and of course, between your basketball viewings over the weekend, we'll continue to fine-tune that for you.
On the other side of that storm chance, temperatures as we trend through the rest of the week and into your Easter weekend plans, they're pretty good. Mornings will be in the 50s for the most part, and daytime highs, we may be in the 60s on Tuesday, then bouncing to around 80 degrees for a few days, only to find a couple more cold fronts coming through, dry, so I don't think we find any rainfall for Easter weekend, at least from what we can tell right now. But those fronts should help keep temperatures in check and make things pretty pleasant if you're getting out to do some of those Easter egg hunts. Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Friday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Hopefully you've had a great week and you're getting out to a beautiful weekend to spend outdoors. We'll catch you back here early next week. Until then, for Max Crawford, I am Shel Winkley. Get out there, make it a great one. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.